I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. As water becomes more scarce along the Colorado River, some users are facing serious legal risks to their supplies. Luke Runyon has more on a recent analysis.
Back in the early 2000s, the Colorado River Basin saw one of its driest periods on record. This report from researchers in Colorado and New Mexico says if that were to repeat, within a few years, the river's biggest reservoirs would drop. Upstream states could then be forced to shut off water access to farmers and cities to meet downstream obligations. The report's author, Ann Castle of the University of Colorado Boulder, says the risk of that happening is real, and the entities who rely on the river need to come up with a plan to deal with it.
In order to decide whether you want to buy an insurance policy, and how much you want to pay for it, you need to know what the risk is that you're insuring against.
Castle says if leaders in the river's upper basin states choose not to come up with a plan to manage that risk, future scarcity could lead to rampant litigation among the states and only increase uncertainty about the Southwest's water supplies. I'm Luke Runyon.
Colorado transportation officials have unveiled plans for a bus system that will shuttle skiers and snowboarders from Denver to three resorts. Governor Jared Polis said today that the so-called snow-staying buses will help ease traffic congestion on Interstate 70 that has been exacerbated by a recent population boom. Those buses will start running December 14th and run weekends and holidays and serve the Loveland, Arapahoe Basin, and Steamboat ski areas. I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News.